Israeli media reported that Tel Aviv will press on with settlement construction on occupied territories. The report said 1,500 settlement units will be built in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Meanwhile, the UN says if the renewed talks fail over the issue of settlement, the International Court of Justice should weigh in. The second group of the 104 Palestinian prisoners on a release list has been freed. 21 prisoners have arrived in the West Bank and five others have returned to Gaza. Israel approved their release under the terms of the renewed talks with the Palestinians. The release comes as thousands of Palestinians still languish in Israeli prisons. The director of the U.S. National Security Agency says that European intelligence agencies spied on phone calls and then shared them with the U.S. intelligence agencies. He dismissed reports that the NSA spied on millions of phone calls in Europe, and the Wall Street Journal reported that France and Spain carried out mass electronic spying overseas. Washington has again defended its global spying despite massive condemnation across the world. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence has said that the country's espionage program is lawful and necessary. James Clapper said such operations are the only way to keep the U.S. citizens safe against terrorist plots and attacks. The U.S. government is going to reduce food assistance to nearly 48 million people. The cuts will be implemented because a recession-era boost in benefits is expiring. More than 15% of the U.S. population receives food assistance. Food stamp recipients are mostly children, the elderly, or disabled people. Foreign-backed insurgents in the area have reportedly massacred at least 30 civilians in Idlib province. The killings occurred when members of an Al-Qaeda-linked group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant fired a series of mortar shells at the village of Kaftin and a town in Hasaka province. Four French citizens kidnapped in Niger by local militants have been released. The men were kidnapped in 2010 while working for the French nuclear group Areva in Niger. The French foreign and defense ministers arrived in the capital Niamey to welcome the freed hostages. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has left Tehran for a visit to South Africa. The Iranian foreign minister and his accompanying team will discuss expansion of economic ties between Tehran and Pretoria. They will also attend the Iran-South Africa Joint Commission.